Paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
No, 1 sec. No, because you're answering for him. Why have you got it on?
I'm trying to figure out why can't I have it on?
He's not edgy, I told you. That's why he's
my
not
edgy, bro.
What does that even mean? Bro, you're not edgy, bro.
I said you're not edgy. You
know, basically,
he doesn't want to just be in a t-shirt and a jumper and hold a little breeze.
Hey, listen, if you know James Dean and their man there, yeah? So they would have their vest, they'd have their jeans on, little cigarette, and looks edgy.
James Deacon.
James Dean. Yeah?
James Dean.
He's trying to go with that thing, but your thing looks like the baby
girl.
Yeah. Hey, he's a boss baby.
Boss baby. Say your house.
Hey. Spain won Euros, then World Cup.
Only Uruguay and Spain won it in like one time. Brazil been winning it.
England won it one time.
Oh yeah, England, innit? But yeah.
You ate the skin?
Whoa, bro.
You can't eat the skin, bro. This guy's not Jamaican, bro. I keep telling you, man, bro.
Where is that? Star apple?
No, it's mango, bro.
It's a mango?
Yeah.
What the, where's the green? That is not a mango.
I said, where's the green?
Hey, wait. Where's the green? Where's the green? It's right there, bro.
Are you not sure it's in the Caribbean?
It's right there. He said, where's the
it
green?
It can't be.
That's how we eat them back home.
Look at Liffy's face.
No, that is the weirdest startup I've ever seen.
Can I have a bag, please?
So what did you think that was, though?
I don't know.
He thought it was
Why did you buy into it?
Paprika.
It was.
Paprika or something.
Man, paprika.
Papaya.
Papaya. Papaya.
You still can't have the skin, though, can you? No, you can't. I don't like papaya, though.
Robo.
What was the meaning? What's brought this on?
What the fuck is carrying the show? I'm eating. Are you joking me? There was just there sitting there, so I thought that was for the show, no? Am I wrong? Was I not meant to eat these?
No.
The fruit was just
They've
there.
They've been there for weeks. You ain't been there.
Oh, they've been there for weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, you lie.
Oh, come on, man.
Move, man. Carry on with the show, I'm just eating.
People, welcome back to Filthy Fellas. Shout out to our World Cup partners right now, Hood Rich, Toshi, Limitless, and Saley on the daily. You already know. Right, before we get into today's episode, we've got something big for you lot.
Mm-hmm.
Filthy Fellas are teamed up with Toshi for the World Cup, and we're giving one of you the chance to win some unbelievable prizes.
We're talking up to $100,000 in prize money, World Cup match tickets, flights, accommodation, and a whole lot more. All you need to do is enter the Last Man Standing World Cup Challenge. The concept is simple. Pick one team you think will win. If they win, you go through to the next round. If they don't, you're out.
Oh, come on, man.
This guy's grown up. He hasn't grown up around the
man.
You haven't grown up around the man.
All you can hear is...
Whoa!
Bro, it's juicy, bro.
Whoa!
It's talking the mango. Come on, man.
Oh, my God.
The galgo.
Bro, that's not a home. That's a home fruit, you know. That's
all right, the galgo.
This is unbelievable mango.
That's eat it by yourself.
You're
bro.
Eating the mango like it's chicken, bro.
Off the bone.
Ever, yeah, man.
That's a butter.
Look at
that's
that,
a butter, bro. Bro, that's a butter, bro.
I don't.
Oh, possible. You're going mad.
You need to calm. You look idiots.
That's a butter, bro. But have you ever ate mango around the man then? Ain't that like illegal? You got to cut it.
Up, yeah.
You got to cut it up.
I got a knife. We don't carry knives.
Take
no
it
more.
Home.
Let me get my.
Mess said we don't carry knives no more.
Carry knives no more.
bro, how you are eating that is crazy.
Oh, I'm done.
I don't even know what to say.
Wait, sorry, boy. Is that
oh
unbelievable?
Days, stop flicking.
How can you eat a mango in seconds? That's dark.
Really?
A mango in
seconds. I said really.
I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted. You should be rushed.
I don't even know what to do.
Hey, you.
Where did you
Mr.
grow up?
Farming.
No, where did you grow up?
You have a nerve. You have an absolute nerve. You grew up with Sally and Jim. Yeah. Mama, my mum was Sonia, rude boy. Yeah?
His mum's name Sonia.
Rude boy.
That's my auntie. I got auntie.
Trust me. That wasn't even a name.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a name. That's how you know I'm Jamaican.
Yeah, I'll be honest, man. My mum, my family got different names.
My mum got
names.
Married, bro. I thought my stepdad's name was Derek till the wedding, bruv. His name's O'Neill. I call my granddad Uncle Berris.
O'Neill, bruv.
Get me.
I thought your stepdad's name's O'Neill.
Oh yeah, I thought his name was Derek.
Alexander.
My whole life, bro. Like, yo, Derek, wedding day, do you O'Neill take mask?
I was like, wait.
Yeah,
trust me.
What?
Trust
me. What's going on? I'm at the right place.
You lot know my dad, they call him Steve. But that's not his name.
Gave the Ute a fake name. It's
Steve
crazy,
Stevens.
Though, you know.
Start.
That is dark.
Then said Rosie and Jim. You need to fight.
Like. And giving the Ute a fake name's mad, you know.
Come on, lads. Come on, spring it back. Spring it
right,
back.
Right, before we get into today's episode, we've got something big for you lot. Filthy Fellas are teamed up with Toshi for the World Cup, and we're giving one of you the chance to win some unbelievable prizes.
We're talking up to $100,000 in prize money, World Cup match tickets, flights, accommodations, and a whole lot more. All you need to do is enter the Last Man Standing World Cup Challenge. The concept is simple. Pick one team you think will win. If they win, you go through to the next round. If they don't, you're out. Repeat until there's only one person left standing.
It's completely free to enter and it takes a couple of minutes. To enter, make sure you're following Filthy Fellas and Toshi. Sign up to Last Man Standing and get your picks in before the deadline on the 11th of June, people. Let us know in the comments right now, if you won $100,000, what would you do with it?
All right, hey, World Cup is around the corner.
But, before you get into that.
Before I finish the ad read.
Oh. Bow. It's about the ad read. It's about Toshis.
The World Cup is around the corner and one of you could be living it for real. The deadline is the 11th of June. Good luck.
Right, it was right at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry. my bad. But fun fact about Toshi. So the owner of Toshi was a huge Mario Kart fan, and he made the name from Toad and Yoshi.
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so,
a good fact.
Yeah,
that's true.
Makes big sense
up,
now.
Make up Toshi. Sound back.
That ain't true, boy.
So instead of Godzilla, we say Bowser. Bowser?
King Kong.
Oh, yeah.
King Kong.
Oh, yeah, for
that. Mario Kart.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah, not King Kong.
Same thing. Donkey Kong. King Kong's Donkey Kong.
No, it's not.
King Kong.
Donkey Kong is Donkey Kong. King Kong is King Kong. Man said Donkey Kong Jr.
Donkey Kong Jr. is King Kong.
No, it's not.
Junior.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is. It is.
No, it's not.
Diddy Kong is the young one.
That's the little one.
Yeah.
That's the
but Donkey Kong is King Kong.
Donkey Kong's Junior.
Diddy Kong.
King Kong.
Diddy Kong is the
Diddy
little,
Kong's a small
the
one.
Monkey, then the Donkey Kong's the
That's
gorilla
baby
one.
Baby Kong, sure.
No, he's not a gorilla.
Who's
Donkey
the gorilla?
Donkey Kong's a brown gorilla, bro.
Oh, yeah, the
brown
Who's the gorilla?
Oh, is Diddy Kong actually?
What are you doing?
One. You're right, the last one.
What are you doing?
What I'm just said.
What's he doing?
I listen. England.
Yes.
So Thomas Tuchel has gone with a less of a branded team this time, less traditional, and gone more with players that fits his own system. Cole Palmer is in the Nike advert for the World Cup, but he is not in the side for the World Cup.
That
which
killed
is a
Nike.
Bit mad.
That killed Nike.
Green
like
screen
that.
A face on, man.
You don't think they've been doing this, though?
Obviously, they're a big corporation. The World Cup's the biggest thing that's going to be happening for God knows how long. You want to champion your biggest and brightest players. It's Cole. It's ice Cole, right? It's Palmer, England. We all thought he was a shoe-in, regardless of the kind of form he was in, because you know what I'm trying to say? So you're going to have to invest into your big players. You can't have the video without him, really. And obviously, they're two separate decisions. It's a footballing decision and a two-show decision. They ain't got nothing to do with Nike. But I just think it's just a bit dark, isn't it? Like?
From the youngers, is he the biggest brand?
He's the
from the younger, not like Harry Kane, like that new crop.
Even James
is he the biggest out
in
of all
general,
of them?
In general, he's the biggest Nike athlete that's English. Other than him, it's probably Rashford. But if you're talking the Nike Kobe. Brand right now, yeah, maybe
but
Kobe.
Kobe's not on Palmer's
it's definitely
Palmer scores goals, it's different.
Yeah, like, that's
it's
what
true.
It is.
No, I'm not being funny.
It's true.
Foden again. He's not there as well.
I've never looked at Cole Palmer like to say he's the biggest Nike athlete or the English one or whatever. But now you're having a conversation, maybe
like England's big players ain't Nike athletes.
Do you know what they're judging it on though, boys? Like you gotta think his social media presence, meaning when anytime there's a Cole Palmer video, no matter who's posted it, the interaction's crazy. So they're judging it a lot on that as well as how they are away from it. Because he's not in the papers, he's not an A-lister, but in social media world where all the kids are.
To kids, he's a man. Yeah.
There's a calculated risk. That must have been horrible in that Nike HQ when that announcement dropped.
I think you got to at least speak to the FA or somebody. Why? Like,
say what?
I think so too.
I'm the main Nike guy.
This is a commercial entity. They're doing stuff for their own thing, for their own personal gain. So now they're going to say, well, guys, we're about to spend how much million pound on an advert? Can you please make sure Cole Palmer's in your
way? What Nike athletes do you reckon?
So, can I tell you something? You know Brazil? Brazil, pretty much of their whole, I don't want to say the percentage, but Nike, from early on invested in the football team, but by doing that, they invested in the whole of Brazil. Mm. So Nike make a lot of the decisions politically and for the national team. Now, I'm not saying Nike can do that for England, but
it's one of the biggest companies.
Yeah, but I don't think they're picking the national team.
I watched the Ronaldinho doc the other day.
I'll send you the doc.
Pick him.
Yeah, they didn't. Like, and again, even if less, they
brother, hang about. True, bro. That might be something to do with Nike, but I'm telling you, Ronaldo played in that World Cup final because of Nike in 1998.
Yeah. Nah, because of Nike or because he's so cold?
Because of Nike. No, because he was injured and they made him do it.
He was throwing up.
He wanted to.
It was no. I'm talking about documentary.
He was throwing up temperatures and all that. If you watch a documentary, you see
they run the shit, bro.
But even Nike. Still, like having that's a good problem to have. Like R9 has to play. Like that's not a madness.
It is if he's injured.
So what? Are we now insinuating that Nike should have been able to say to England that Cole Palmer should?
No,
be
no. They're like the kit sponsor. No. Yeah, they pay the shit, bro.
No, but I'm not saying say Cole Palmer goals. I'm saying can you like
give us a heads up?
Yeah,
but the advert would have been done quite a while before the team would have been announced.
Is this almost false advertising from Nike? Because I remember when I was younger, and when I was really little, it was the Ian Wright advert.
Yeah, that's
Devil
cold. That yeah? advert, cold. Au revoir.
Yeah, bro. If I turned on the World Cup now, and certain man in the advert weren't there, or even more, a little bit more recent, I was still young. The Nike Scorpion stuff. Remember for the South Korean thing. And a lot of the World Cup players are in there. If I tuned in now and Henri, Roberto Carlos, they're not there, I think, huh? Mm. I've been kind of sold a dream. As a young person, obviously we're old, we get
Where's
it.
Cole Palmer?
But is it false advertising?
Not really. They're two separate issues. I don't think we should even be conflating the two. I don't even know if they're even an official sponsor of the World Cup.
No, it can't
they're
be.
They're Nike, but
they can't
the
be.
Nike.
They can't be.
Say, but these Adidas, Nike and stuff, they always do this stuff. They position themselves around the big tournaments. They do it with the Olympics. They do it with the things. And they're looking for like virility and Adidas stuff like that. Like Beats by Dre done it when they're not allowed to be official sponsors, but they're getting the most clicks and stuff like that. So it's just an advertising thing. I don't think it's though. On a false advertising, but I don't think it's important.
On the flip side, yeah, I know it's different, but it's kind of similar. Imagine United were to have Bruno advertise their shirt for the next season.
And then we
the season starts, he's not there, bro.
Yeah, it happens regularly. It's done. It happens regularly.
It is. I remember that happened to us with Vieira. I remember. And that was our confirmation that he was staying. Because he was in that
sometimes
picture.
You see them in the pitch and you think, you're going to be there.
So it's not obvious. I'm not saying like officially, but I'm just saying like on a moral standpoint, like is it kind of dread like to the consumers, car? You watch the advert, you turn into the World Cup. Say you're not a football fan like that, and you know about Cole Palmer. You've seen that, you know about all of this. You're going to turn on the World Cup.
Copyrighted it, all that.
Mm. You're going to think he's definitely there because of this advert.
Yeah, but I just think it's just them things. I don't know. Maybe it's just the way I look at it. I just thought that's just going to affect his personal brand. You know what I'm trying to say? He's going to miss out on a bag and opportunities. His personal brand was about to go through the roof as a Nike athlete in that World Cup. He was going to get preferential treatment.
His brand, him not being
I don't want to say. I think damages might be the wrong word, but there's lost opportunities.
It affects it.
Mm. It affects it in a way. There's definitely lost opportunities Going into America, it's a bigger market. He's a Nike athlete. He's going to go and get special treatment. There's money there, future earnings and stuff. He's like, it, straight away, forget the footballing side of things. I was just like, rah, that's like piss for Cole. You get me?
If England are failing and you're seeing that video and just seeing Cole Palmer, you think, how do you leave him at home? Imagine like we're watching, there's a game on, I don't know, Ghana. We're 2-0 down. And yes, now they've run to the adverts. You're seeing Cole Palmer think he left him at home because a lot of people are going to be thinking about the players that didn't go.
You got to get out of that bag, man.
But I know, but there's still going to be a lot of people that are going to think, you always go to, rah, he could have bought this man. That's going to happen.
When things go wrong, yeah, we're always going to look on that.
Yeah.
Anytime something goes wrong with England, we're going to look at who we should have brought.
Yeah.
And we're
just going to see the advert of my man just running about. They're going to run that band.
Yeah, because that's what they're going to do. But when you look at it, he didn't deserve to go, so we can't be angry.
And everyone that's in his position and even night athletes either, like all the Bellinghams and Rodgers and none of them.
I think Rodgers is...
Puma.
Can I ask a question? Because I haven't seen the advert. Is the advert specific to the World Cup?
It's a World Cup advert.
The reason I say that is because recently... there's been a lot of people in Hollywood that have been putting actresses in trailers, but then the actress doesn't make the final cut and they've been sued. So if the advert is saying, and it looks like he's going to be there, especially in America,
there's a counter argument to it that is that he's at England International.
So
he just hasn't been back. Like, he's just in England.
So it's not so the question I'm asking.
It's not FIFA's advert.
So let me,
it's
the question Nike, I'm
Nike's
asking.
Artists, Nike's athletes are going to be representing them at the World Cup, and they put an advert to do a representation of the crop of their finest athletes. You get me? That's not false advertising.
So it doesn't do nothing
picked.
To their credibility. That's what
I don't
question.
Believe it does.
I don't so either.
In all fairness, just like Zidane and Beckham. They're not going to be at the World Cup, but Adidas are using them.
That's different. They're icons. They're not currently.
But he's an icon as well.
No, but he's currently an icon.
He definitely is.
No, icons.
Guys, come on, concentrate. Ronaldinho is in the advert.
Nobody cares, and no one's expecting to see him in the World Cup.
You're going to see him at the World Cup, though. We're going to see him. He's just saying, isn't it? So
it's true.
He's the guy from the advert. You get me? That's what it's going to be.
Does icon mean? Back in the day, then, yeah.
Yes.
No, you could be an icon. You could be an icon.
Only on FIFA. No, you can't be an icon.
You're a pop icon.
So you don't know what it means.
Russell Westbrook was a basketball icon and still playing. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
But David Beckham is a football icon.
He is a football icon.
Yeah, but Diego Maradona is a football icon.
Yeah, but you're taking icon from FIFA. That's what the legends are.
Yeah.
Icon is a famous person. So Cole Palmer is definitely an icon.
Yeah, you can be an icon while you're still playing. You can't.
It's Cole Palmer.
And he's iconic on social media.
Do you not think Cole Palmer's that big?
Yeah, but he's an icon. He's a, bro, to kids, he's massive.
Viral,
yeah,
bro.
The kids and stuff. I think it might be a generation gap. You might be a bit too old, Nos. You're losing it.
Cole Palmer is a madness.
Yeah, well, speaking of Nike, Nike have teamed up with Pata to create these absolute bad boys.
God.
Nike Pata Mercurials, these are ice cold. They are dead serious. I've seen Poet play and he's not going to do these justice. I'm not going to lie to you. This is a bit of me. You need flair. You need flair. You need on the wing. Loons, these are not used to relax.
If I pull out to a five-a-size and I'm rocking these, are you lot never see me play, are you lot going to believe in me immediately?
100%.
You might be first pick.
Yeah,
I'm picking you first. I'm saying
this ain't an all the gear, no idea. You don't wear these if you can't do it. Like, you don't wear these if you can't get it done.
Honestly.
You know what I'm saying? If you can't get it done, you don't do
it. All right, talking of getting it done.
I wouldn't buy him.
I've got it's death of Black Raul, man. It's Black Coutinho. I need those. You get what I'm saying? Black Coutinho.
They're me, bro.
It's
cold. Are we going to have a moment, guys? With some of your favourite Nike boots?
Mine's classic tempo, fold over tongue from that advert that Lippy's talking about. Au revoir, Ian Wright, Eric Cantona, that type of boot. That's my favourite boot.
What's the World Cup, the R9... The
R9s.
The
R10s, man. Yeah. The blue.
Original. Oh,
with the brown leather and the blue at the bottom. The R10s, Ronaldinho's ones.
Oh, you had those.
They were it's cold.
Man. Tempos as well.
They took me to a new level.
Dino level.
What about them, the Rooney specials?
You've had a goal. Give everyone else a goal, bro. God damn. The non-footballer.
My favourite boot is probably the Mercurials.
What ones though?
I'll start playing football again for these.
Just
they're all comfy.
What about you?
I like the Hypervenoms.
Yeah, the Hypervenom ones are.
I can't lie. Yeah,
yeah, the Sturridge ones with the big tick up it.
Orange joints.
Yeah, orange and black. The Sturridge joints.
Neymar's joints. The Sturridge ones.
I swear, Ronaldo wore the vapors as well. Is that
Ronaldo?
Old school.
Yeah, he wore vapors.
These are more your boots, Marks.
Why we're here on a collab? Why? Because they're Stone Island.
No, it's New Balance.
I can see you in those though.
We've got New Balance and Stone Island have done another collab as well. These are clean, actually, to be fair.
Not a bit of me, those.
They're, what? Yeah, no, because you need to be agile to wear boots like this. That's not your story. You're not a pace merchant. You're a
tech.
What's he called?
Tech.
Copper 90s, Mondials and that.
Tempo, bro.
No, you know what I'm talking about.
Copper Mondials.
Okay. Copper Mondials.
Oh, but you're all getting no idea. Tune into his football thing with Ian Wright and let me know what boots
all
are for him.
Getting upset. These are the New Balance Fura 9 Elites. These are actually clean and you need pace and power. This is a winger boot. You need pace and power to play with these. Or if you're like a Yaya Toure and you're going to be driving through the midfield, you need pace and power. Something Loons ain't got, so I understand why he doesn't.
That ender says, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Check your mirrors.
They're cold, you know.
These are grown. I'm not going to lie to you.
I feel like it's a me boot to me.
This is quite a niche collaboration when it comes to football. So what kind of collabs do you want to see in the future with brands and football boots? I want to see Lippy and someone, man. I don't really give a shit.
I want to see a Nike Adidas boot.
Eh? What? They're a decent boot. I'm not going to lie. Like, the shape of that. I'm a fleeted foot winger. These are my kind of boot anyways.
And now hey. But you ain't got the pace though. So I don't understand what you had to start.
Do you know what I would like to see? Do you remember Reebok?
Yeah.
You had Henry had Reebok, Bergkamp had Reebok, Giggs had Reebok.
Old school though.
I'd like to see a Reebok collab with someone like Moncler or someone. Yeah.
Yeah, LV done some football boots. Balenciaga done some football boots as well. Like AG.
Balenciaga and Nike would be cold actually. That'd be nice.
I wouldn't. Yeah, I'm just saying Primark and somebody.
Prada got football boots.
Yeah.
Mizuno are back.
Let's just talk about affordable for the, grassroots. George and Nike, you know, Asda.
Audi and Iceland.
Let me ask you lot this, yeah? How old were you lot when you got like your first pair of like proper boots? Like top rack.
Top rack?
Yeah,
12.
Top rack.
9.
8.
12, 13.
Mm. Top rack in 8.
Top rack. Means
they didn't even do them then.
Puma King.
They didn't even do them then. At that size, at 8 years old. They were the top rack ones.
They weren't cheap Puma Kings. They weren't cheap Puma Kings.
So there was a shoey. There was a shoey, yeah? I don't know. We're all 80s babies.
That was a big crepe. That was a big boot.
It was a massive crepe, but at your size, boy.
Do you not remember Ball Boy shoes?
No.
Ball Boy shoes are what you need to get the power on your feet.
Oh,
there's an advert.
Yeah.
Ball Boy shoes. They were like,
Ball Boy shoes is what you need to get the power on your feet.
It was an advert.
I know that song.
I had it. So that was my first pair of football. Like, they've done football shoes.
That table's called PDC, Poverty Driven Children. They're poverty driven children over there.
Ball Boy shoes,
I know the song, but I can't picture the crap.
Yeah,
if they were your first boots, though,
but
I know you can't play football.
Boy shoes, bro.
I know you can't play
think
football.
Think about my growth.
Power
grow
in
up.
Your feet.
Get the power on your feet. The advert was cold, bro.
It was still.
You still remember it today, and you can't remember the boot.
Excuse me. Are we going to let him pretend that he got the real boots at 8 years old? Like I haven't got kids. You can't get them at that
now, though.
No, I had Sky in 1992.
He had Sky. It's
I had Sky in 1992, man.
We're not talking about
man.
That.
Let me land. Bro like me, man.
Hey, boys,
relax,
please,
bro.
Please, let me land. You see, back
I know
then,
who I am.
You see, like now, yeah? You got the Predator, yeah? And they'll have the £300 Predator and it go all the way down to the £60 pair. You see, in the 90s, they didn't have that. If you had Puma Kings, like with the fold,
in
the 90s,
I'm telling you,
Puma Kings were 80 notes.
No, not for a kid at 8 years old.
Exactly, and they were 60 notes for a kid.
No, they wasn't.
They were.
Puma Kings were 50
what
quid.
What channels? Your Sky, did you have the movie channels and Disney in that, or do you just have Sky with the free, like, because Freeview Sky, because people had Sky, bro.
I had Sky.
Please insert card.
Yeah, Sky.
No.
You know
when just a card. I had my card. I had the card in there.
And he had all the channels. Yeah,
brother,
they went to cable.
Your childhood.
People
dark,
used to come to my yard. I've been watching WrestleMania live since I've been a baby, bro. Ask him about me.
Was yours chipped?
Marks, no.
You know who he is. He went a baby at 92.
Ask about me.
Hey, Marks, you know who he is? Do you know who he is?
Go on.
He's that guy. You know, going to chip shop back in the day in the arcade machine thing. You see him going. And then you look over and it says insert coin. You know them? That's him. when you let the kid play with a controller and it's not them playing.
You see all the things that you man used to look at.
It.
All the things that you used to
don't
look at
to
in
me.
Magazines.
I had it
and you never
I had it.
I had them. Scale Electrics, Power Workshop, Mr. Frosty Ice Cream Machine Maker. I've had these.
Had it all.
I had a
hey,
real childhood.
Hey,
a real
come
childhood.
On,
a real
come
childhood.
On back in
bro.
The day's pod. Hey,
those are
Marks.
Stuff, those are stuff I needed.
Hey, you know you circled them in the August catalogue.
You were circling the catalogue and not
come
getting
on,
them. I
hey,
had them.
Please, I'm begging you, please, come on back in the day's pod.
I'm trying to. I yeah. want to.
Okay. We've been wanting to. And there's not many people that understand that childhood.
Yeah.
Bro, I used to circle that and get a football, bro. Like, it's real, bro.
By Margs, how do you know the Puma Kings were the real ones, though?
Oh, I don't.
How do you tell
I
the
don't.
Difference?
They weren't.
Oh,
you
yeah,
were
so
one of
them,
then.
They were both.
I had younger Versace at Hackney Show. Versace belts. There's a. You know what? Let's not do this. It's the wrong show. Wait for no.
That's why it's so fancy now. Sassy. That's why he's lost it.
I know what kind of you Margs was, bro. It's one of them.
The trip.
You see, my cousin K-Dot, yeah? You could have the same shoe as him. Yeah, he will move like his one special edition.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
You going from the same shop? Nah, man, look at the stitching, man. I know about you. Your ones
but
are
like
real,
LA
bro.
Gears with the lights on them from
yeah.
the-
Everyone had that.
No, we didn't.
No, they didn't.
No,
they
didn't.
No, they didn't.
Can I
no,
lie?
They didn't.
No, we didn't. This is where we're drawing a line of age. You man are flexing.
I had the uppers.
Hold on, let me land.
No, Scale Electric was big drip, though.
Scale Electric.
I got it for Christmas. It was
when
big
it got to Lippy's age, kids started getting more.
iPad.
It was different in our age group.
He's an iPad you.
Yeah, he's an iPad you.
My brother, I've been wearing real Vapors since year 7.
Yeah.
And they different. Were out in when I was in year 6.
But you was a size 9. You was a size 9, no?
See? Yeah, I was at 7
exactly.
or 8.
Trust me.
In year
100,
six,
but
year
you know
seven.
What? Those Vapors, you had to wear them to christenings, you had to wear them
what?
To
I
football.
I wore them around my yard.
You had to wear them everywhere.
Studs in my
click,
carpet.
Clock, click, clock. By the way, in my day, I'm not sure, but we used to wear AstroTurf with jeans and everything.
Yeah. Diodorus. Okay. The Diodorus.
Diodorus.
The
Nike.
Yes. No, they weren't mid. The red ones.
The red ones. The Diodorus.
Ones.
Oh,
the color Diodorus were cold.
Ones,
I didn't have them. I just watched everyone else wear them, bro. I was just there, bro.
Bro, the Diodorus are lit when I was about 11. I'm older than everyone here.
What was your favorite toy growing up? What did you smack out?
Because you're older than me. There was a point where man was wearing them with their secondary, with their uniform to school.
I was 11.
You weren't 11. I was in secondary school. How was you 11?
Oh.
You think this is Back to the Future?
Marty McFly. Marty McFly.
Lips, what was your best toy growing up? You rinsed it like.
No, it was, yeah. You lot are older than me, so you won't know about this, yeah. You see Power Rangers, yeah? The White Ranger, he had the sword with the tiger head at the end. Oh,
big drip.
My, I used to roll with it. Like, just in the yard, just have it on my waist. Really trying to sit down for dinner, so can't, yeah. That there, and I had the tiger as well that turned into the. I was Power Rangers crazy when.
Okay,
I
come. We need to concentrate. We got
Nah, man. What Venus?
I'll be real. It might have to be my Sega Master System.
Oh, yeah, that was serious.
Did you have Alice the Kid built in?
I don't, man. We're gonna cry, man.
Alice the Kid built in. Yeah. Serious. You don't need. No, you don't need no cartridge.
Nah, I had Sonic. I had FIFA 90. six or something.
When you're talking Sega and you're talking FIFA, you're meaty, man. You got to be talking Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
Do you remember that?
You don't know about Altered Beast. Golden Axe.
Golden Axe.
Golden Axe and Altered Beast. And
Echo the Dolphin.
Shinobi.
Shinobi.
Shinobi. Bad Dudes. Remember Bad Dudes?
Streets of Rage.
It's coming soon.
When I'm on your episode back in the day, it's gonna be the best episode.
Can I tell you my favorite toy?
Yeah, go on.
So I had this Turtles little arcade machine. It was like a little green Turtles, had the Turtles on it.
Cheap, man. I remember that.
Bruv. Mr. Play It, it was like a
exactly
game.
Pre-made graphics.
Let me tell you.
That's all you
can do. No.
Yeah,
no.
Literally, them games were cold though. Them games.
Let me tell you. It was the top. It was the top selling game when it came out in that year. So yeah.
You know the technology behind it was that they just it was that ink and they'll just send it to that part of the.
You know who I feel sorry for? The man that got bumped. Everyone that bought a Dreamcast.
That was booty, isn't it? That was a bookie.
Nah, man, Dreamcast was cold.
What was the game? Virtual Fighter.
It was cold because you bought it for like 6 months. And then it died. And what's the other black
one? Sega Saturn.
Sega Saturn is the bomb.
Was that the handheld thing?
Sega Saturn.
Game Gear.
Mucky.
Game Gear. Sega Saturn MIDI.
Where is one voice? You're getting excited.
I didn't say my present though.
What?
Game Gear.
I bought a GameCube though.
GameCube. I've still got one.
GameCube was cold, I'm sorry. I'm a Nintendo man. Okay. While we're talking about computer games and entertainment and stuff like that, who do you think is going to be distracted the most in Miami?
Mark Gahey.
No, he's a proper.
Nah,
like,
he's strip club big strippers. He's gonna go there.
It's more of a Maduweke.
He's gonna bless those ones.
Maduweke.
I think Maduweke is gonna be in the strip club here.
Nah, man, don't put that on my.
Maduweke is gonna get Jones. Didn't you see? Didn't he have Ruby Rose FaceTiming him and all that? Maduweke is gonna get Jones out there.
I heard he had Ruby Rose just before the penalty shootout. That's why he didn't get his name down. He's like, yo, babe's just about to win the Champions League.
You're dumb.
Everybody.
I don't know how that was.
Messing everybody.
Overcooked. That was the Gabriel penalty. That was it. Blazed it over.
Nah,
you ready, babes?
No, but some of them are gonna be on just playing computer games though. The young ones that can't really go out.
Real.
The younger. Is Rio?
Rio ain't going.
Because 21. Nah, there'd be 21 to go out. And
there'd be a ban on games, man. There'd be a time limit.
They're
gonna play it more.
In their downtime, all they do is play and. They ain't gonna have to cost
it. Who did I see? I think it was Zay Roberto, random. Yeah. He said that his career was mashup because of.
There will be a time limit on gaming. 1 million. Yeah, that
left back. You can't stop them, though.
You can.
That Liverpool thing, he's supposed to be called
literally,
at FIFA.
You put a ban on it.
No,
get
but
fine.
They back. Do you know what I've seen it, yeah? They back out the briefcase, yeah? The briefcase.
No, they can play it.
The jogger.
Yeah, the briefcase has got the PlayStation and the telly.
Screen, yeah.
And it's got its own battery pack.
This has been going on tournaments for time.
Yeah. This is Tuchel's first tournament. And maybe the culture that was there before on the Southgate, they said that we're all brethren, like no one locked their rooms. We all spent a lot of time together. They were gaming. They were doing a lot of that
no
stuff.
One locked their rooms. They're going to come to the losers' room. Locked, bro.
Bro,
man,
I'm saying that.
Time. You can play, but there's a limit.
We don't know what the Tuchel culture is going to be like. Is he one of the strict coaches that are not going to
allow? I just know throughout football, there's a limit you play computer for, bro. It's ruined many careers. 100%. David James, loads of people. It's for your concentration.
I reckon it'll save your careers.
You're supposed to get it, bro. You got nutritionists, you got all these play things, and they say you've got eight hours sleep and you're up till 3 a.m. playing with the sub goalie, the third choice goalie. He's never going to get a game, bro. You get me? He's going to mess with you. Get me?
Because obviously, they was talking about Neymar playing Counter-Strike and he's playing professionally and stuff like that. So he's distracted because he's all around the world and all doing that stuff. I think it doesn't matter what it is they was doing. As professionals, whether you're in a World Cup, whether you're just playing normal in the league fixtures, anything that you're doing until 3-4 in the morning every night is gonna be a problem. I don't think it's just game. They could have been chopping.
Computer tires you out, bro.
No, Hundo, but Steve, before computers, you know it was cards. It was card games.
Cards and gambling. They're
staying up playing black.
But that was bad. Well, listen, it's bad, that was bad because of the gambling.
Yeah, and the boozing.
That wasn't so much the time, like computering. We've all done computering gaming. It tires you out.
No, but it's because you're
it
up.
Tires your brain
if
out.
If Salah. They say Salah goes to bed at 8 p.m. or whatever.
No way.
Yeah, or something mad. They say he's got some mad like 9 p.m.
He must be up.
Yeah, but no. But my thing is, if he's playing PlayStation for the whole time but goes to bed at 9 p.m., it don't matter.
It does.
You get me? Nah, it don't. It does. He's getting it really his does. Sleep.
Yeah, it don't. Yeah, it's for real. And my thing is, you move like we ain't all been to secondary school before and all that. And stayed up all night and had to get up in the morning and try and focus.
Them youths, you think them gamer youths are dumb? These nerds, they're straight A students, bro. As long as you get your... Because that's the thing about gaming.
They're not going to play 90 minutes,
it
lips.
Stops, yeah, but it stops you... But if you do what you have to do, you can do whatever you want if it don't affect your health, bro.
But some people and a lot of people, there's some people that can, like some people can smoke and drive, it doesn't affect them. Some people can say, man, I can't even smoke one and walk. Like it depends who you are, innit? And majority, if we're talking the majority, if you're gaming for 8 hours straight, it's going to affect your brain. It tires you out. That's facts.
Nah, 8 hours straight is excessive.
That's crazy, though.
That's most youths do that. That's standard. That's standard. 8 hours is enough.
I'm not talking about every day, but I'm saying you said something. This man said it like I ain't been in the chat with him for 8 hours multiple times. Like, I can't take people that just come online and just chat. I've been in the chat with him multiple times for more than 8 hours.
Yeah, but are you playing for 8 hours?
Hey, Mugs, you know how much money I missed? Ain't eaten.
Yeah, but that's you
know the thing.
And that's
FIFA diet. You know about a FIFA? You know about a FIFA diet?
It's not the game itself that matters. It's the things that stop you.
Yeah, yeah.
So like I'm saying, he's asking me what a FIFA diet is, and I'm saying when you're up 8 hours, 12 o'clock, and you get off FIFA at 8 p.m. Yeah, you've been playing every time pro club. You've only had a cup of tea and dunk biscuits.
Yeah,
because you're in the
all
game,
day,
bro.
Of course.
Bunning bear weed.
Spliffs.
Yeah, bear weed.
Holding man's blood.
Yeah,
all of that.
Yeah, hold on.
Bro,
one more game.
Have a proper toilet break.
You see the youths that I'm saying that are smart and that they are mash up. Some of them got to wear nappies and them thing there, you know. Some of these gamer youths. I swear down, bro. Sitting there, what do you mean to piss themselves? They're not leaving when they got they're on diamond free on Call of Duty. They're about to win the tournament.
So just defecate,
broski. Man, there's clips.
It's dedication. It's
there's
serious.
Clips of youths playing games, and you can hear their mum in the background saying, "Brother, turn off the ting and go." And they're like, the mum's like, the mum, they're like,
you must
no,
be farting up
exactly,
the place.
Man's farting up, man, saying, brother, go.
The World Cup kicks off in 2 days and the temperature is rising. It's getting worse, okay? Researchers have warned that 14 out of the 16 venues throughout the tournament will reach dangerous temperatures, one of which will be England's base in Kansas City. So are they putting on more water breaks or something? They're saying that 28 Celsius is the danger zone.
What?
I don't think... What's that in Fahrenheit? Because in America they do Fahrenheit. So can you give me the proper thing?
32.
To play football, that's hot. I've done 35 that
day. They don't do Celsius in America.
In Wembley.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's 28 degrees Celsius.
Celsius, yes, yeah. We know. But any of our American audience watching the World Cup ain't got a clue what we're talking about. It's going to be 82 degrees Fahrenheit is going to be the danger zone. And four venues could hit 96 plus.
I'll be honest, this was my bag, you know. In the heat, pre-season, I'm patterning. Go watch us against Betis. I was out there.
Yeah.
Black man.
Wait.
See, after the game.
I get nosebleeds when it gets too hot, man.
I've done the Wembley playoffs.
Yo.
What, does this give the AFCON teams like an advantage? Then?
Kind of black, man.
Of course.
No, maybe. Yeah,
should
a
do.
Super advantage. Do you hear the AFCON teams, the Senegal?
Yeah, of course, 100%. They don't. England don't want it with Ghana.
Hold on.
In the water break, Ghana's going to be just standing there. Now, like, we do this.
That's a Santos.
Yeah, we do this. Like, we do.
Wait, everyone, wait.
Sorry.
Steve-o.
I was trying to say something, and it's like, you are the worst. You just like, you don't care who has their hand up. You don't care who starts something and cuts. You didn't come in.
I have been chilling today. I've been chilling today.
Jesus Christ.
I missed it.
So the other day, I was working at the playoff finals, and in Wembley, it got to 35. Because obviously, it's a bit compact and whatnot. It was a madness. So I don't know how these players, because
they try to kill you for months.
It's a different heat as well. Obviously in Florida, in America, it's a different heat.
Did you lot see, is it Real Coca out there in the playoffs? In his suit, he was dripping.
Yeah.
Sweat. No, real. Is it Real Coca?
And Troy as well. Troy had a flannel on his head. But there's high altitude as well, so they're going to have to deal with breathing as well as the heat. Yeah.
Well, man, like... Oh no, Trent's not there. Who else plays abroad? Jude and Rashford are going to be blessed, isn't it?
Sort of.
How they was playing, but they play in the evening. They play in the evening when it's all cool and that anyway. They don't even.
Bro, the only people, like, remember, like, you see all those World Cups that ain't in Europe, they're won by South American teams. They're, South American team's going to win this, bruv. This is their bag, bro. The Brazils, the Argentinians, this is their bag, bro.
What about Japan? Dark horse?
Senegal.
Oh, behave.
What about Senegal?
Ghana, bro. It's Ghana, bro.
Sorry, man. That was legit. That was genuine. I'm saying, what about Japan?
Remember, you said about the one last thing on the heat. You said about Spain and them, man. You remember, they got the Mediterranean winds that come in as well, the breeze. So they get that. But they ain't gonna have that in America.
But surely all these countries have time to acclimatise, though. They should
It doesn't matter. The world leading scientists have said that the player and fan safety at the World Cup is inadequate.
What's that mean? They don't care?
I don't know. But talking of safety, Wolfsburg midfielder Christian Eriksen collapsed during a friendly against Ukraine. Did everybody see that?
Yeah, he's got to stop.
Remember last time he collapsed, the poet was crying.
Did he?
He was crying?
Is it?
Poet cried, what? Old man.
We was away somewhere. We weren't away. We was it like doing a watch along or something? We were somewhere and Poet couldn't contain himself. He had to walk away. He was crying. When
I done that for the gal, man. You okay?
One second. I don't understand what part of you.
You're not taking a piss. You're taking.
I am not joking.
What? He was genuinely crying.
He was genuinely saddened. He was moved. He was
shoulders. What are you talking about? Why you lot are being biased? Hang on. You lot are being insensitive.
Yeah, someone nearly
died. His brethren had the thing.
Who? Eriksen?
Yeah. His brethren had the thing. So that's why he cried.
My brethren got
shot. I don't care every time someone gets shot. Yeah, same thing.
So he's triggered. Mm. I hear it.
No, but listen, people get shot every day. My brethren got shot. I don't cry every time. Someone gets shot. Oh my God, Stuart.
Because that happens more often.
Stuart.
Was it Stuart?
Stuart.
So, hey, Stuart's family. Yeah?
You lot insensitive.
It's Stuart's family. I'm sorry about this. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, they abandoned the game eventually.
Doku scored a screamer in that game as well, by the way.
No, don't count.
But more importantly, he suffered a cardiac arrest.
Yeah, I'm happy that he's
healthy. What? Are you insensitive swine?
No, you lot just talk about Stewie, bro.
He's got a history. He had a cardiac arrest in 2021, remember?
My God.
So.
It wasn't even a car.
In this time round, he grabbed his chest. He collapsed.
What the hell? Are you joking? Let me tell you, boy.
We're not getting funding.
Man said he grabbed his chest. I backed away from the table as soon as he said it. I was like, yo.
Might kill you, man. I was with you, man.
No, he's
you know what I'm saying? Johnny Kit Cage.
Cage.
You know what it is?
Go on, Lippy, anyway.
I'm getting too hot. How much more clothing can I take off, bro? I started with a jacket.
You're moving like that guy on the Spray podcast. You a stripper. You're a stripper.
You're like that guy on the Spray.
Mills. Is it Mills?
Mills, yeah, mm-hmm. You a stripper. I strapped.
He talks sense, you know. Hey!
What? Hey! Tell me a cracker talk sense, man. That's crazy, that was, man.
All of us, you know.
That was crazy.
All of us at times.
In this instance, he grabbed his chest, collapsed. The pacemaker worked, and he was able to leave the pitch on foot.
Mm.
I'll be honest, man. It shouldn't be there, man.
Nah, does he need to call it a day?
Yeah, 100%. Man.
Now he does.
It's silly. Did you hear what the manager said or the team doctor said? The pacemaker done what it was supposed to do.
Well, yeah.
I hope it bloody
but
did.
You know, wait, let me land, boys. Yeah, he said. Yeah, he was unconscious for a bit and it restarted his heart. He needs to
Because you know what? Family, for me, it's looking like when this happens. Anytime I see it happen in football, and I've seen it happen a few times now. Mark Vivian Foley, a few other players himself.
Was it that the one playing for Bolton?
Mwamba, Fabrice, like, point, yeah.
He's alive, yeah.
I know.
But anyway, point is, when that happens, there's a very dark cloud that comes over football. And it shouldn't, because it can happen, but for some reason it does. If we're purposely letting a guy out that we know's got a fucking pacemaker in his chest, like, I just feel we're asking for trouble.
Extra hard.
On the flip side, it's like, it's kind of their decision kind of thing. Like, you get me, bro? Like, it's... The only reason I'm saying in his instance why he should stop is, man, at his age, stop playing football anyway. It's
not like how old is he now?
34.
So it's not like he's 28. I'd get it if he wants to maybe do what he can, like maybe go a couple levels lower, play in a climb.
How do you charge that though?
Would you? It's a pacemaker. It's there to like
self-charging.
It's like a
solar.
It's got an alternator.
Oh, what wireless charging? Like, so he just lays on one of them circle things.
What do you think? It's got a Type C charger?
No, instead of, I'm saying, does he lay on one of those circle pods and go boom?
It's not on all the time. It's like an alternator.
It's self-charging.
He's got to fix himself.
I think it turns on when it needs.
Yeah, it turns on when it needs to. I didn't even know about cars.
Okay, charging.
You don't know nothing. You pretend that you know bare stuff. I've clocked you.
I know what alternator is.
Yeah, it's nah. He shouldn't to yeah.
My marks that. That vest is naughty, innit?
Cheap.
It's like Rizla. His vest is like Rizla. His vest is like Rizla.
can you feel the quality on his vest?
Feel it.
That's proper. That vest is proper.
This is Marks and Spencer's.
That's a proper vest. You lot, I don't know what man are laughing at. No loose stitch in that. And that's a proper vest.
I wasn't even going to say nothing, but what's more disturbing is your armpit hair.
Yeah.
Like, why is it picky?
Because
my hair's picky. Do you shave on your armpits?
No. Don't crow there.
I do.
That's crazy.
Blues don't know quality. Because for you to even talk, this is a Marks and Spencer's quality vest. You probably ain't even got a vest.
Like, go like that.
Oh, shit.
You don't got a look, man. Picky facial hair. Picky body hair is mad. You look, I've got a coolie beard. My beard's coolie.
It should be like.
You would think so, but you don't know me.
You're a proper redskin.
I'm a picky redskin. I've got tough hair everywhere. I'm a black man. I'm sorry, people.
That vest is meant to be worn under things, though. It's not an outside vest.
Nah, man.
It's like
vest
a
vest. Vest is a vest.
Yeah, you saw me take off layers, you fucking idiot.
You're moving like a Ford in there.
Nah, this is a gun.
Why you got a vest on?
That's not even.
You don't want me to just start shooting that.
No,
this is what you don't want.
No, I'm going on. Bro, you're a businessman, bro.
Hey.
What? Why you got on a vest?
Hey.
I don't understand.
It took off two layers, you know. How much layers did you have on?
Underneath, you know.
It's like it's clipped like a pygmy, bro.
It's a baby girl.
It's a baby girl.
The body.
A bodysuit.
Right, the bodysuit.
Yo. Hey, it does look like this. I'm saying, bro. It don't look right, you know.
This is like,
it wasn't even hot today. It was raining and that. Why can't I have a vest on?
A vest is when it's cold.
Nah, he's being safe.
Underneath.
Oh, he's safe. No, it stops the sweat. You're not heating.
No, because you're like arching for him. Why have you got it on?
I'm trying to figure out why can't I have it on?
He's not edgy, I told you. That's why he's not edgy, bro.
What does that even mean?
Bro, you're not edgy, bro.
You're not edgy.
Basically, he doesn't want to just be in a t-shirt and a jumper and hold a little breeze. Listen, if you know James Dean and their man there, yeah? So they would have their vest, they'd have their jeans on, little cigarette, and looks edgy.
James Dean.
He's trying to go with that thing, but your thing looks like the baby girl. Yeah. Hey, he's a boss baby.
Hey, he's gonna start shooting, you know.
I promise you.
Are we in the car?
That is your new name. It's not Cage.
Are we in the car?
Don't wear that again, lad.
It's your new name.
I'm
too hot. Talking of all white. Yeah, Real Madrid.
White.
Why, the election race was heating up.
Crazy.
One of the presidents was promising the world.
Lying.
Do you see what he said? He said, I'm bringing in Haaland and Rodri.
And Klopp.
And Klopp.
He said, it's not Mourinho, it's Klopp.
He lost though.
Yeah.
So Perez got re-elected. Perez won.
He always wins.
He had to tell a lie though.
What lie?
He had to say, I'm going to, because after my man went out and said, I'm going to sign Haaland, these bad boy players,
he said,
I'm spending 150 million. Re-elect me, 150 million.
He's talking about
then he dropped the Elise, but he didn't say it live on, obviously, because Man City wanted to take them to court. He hasn't said it, but he's saying Elise.
Listen, if he just spends 150 and brings in whoever, bro, no one can tell him nothing.
150
gets you one player at Madrid, though, no? These days.
They don't care. He's trying to get re-elected.
One player.
He's saying it's one player.
You see, the other you were saying, if he wins, Mourinho, he said, you don't talk about Mourinho. If he wins, Mourinho ain't even forward in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Klopp!
Who was that? If someone, who was gonna,
I don't know his name.
If someone famous, though. It's like...
Riquelme.
Riquelme, yeah.
Is it Dev Riquelme?
Yes. No, not a real one.
That's what I was thinking. Riquelme. He was talking about
that's
someone
Roman
famous.
Riquelme.
I didn't think it was until he just said that.
What? I thought it was Roman Riquelme. No, he didn't.
This one's Enrique.
Why would Riquelme be the president of Real Madrid?
He didn't it.
That's a madness.
What did you say?
Why would Riquelme?
He's the president of Boca Juniors, knobhead.
But that's not Real Madrid. That's not Real Madrid. Exactly. It's not Real Madrid.
I'll give you that.
Exactly.
I'll give you that. But it happens. It does happen.
No, I'm just saying this. It's no, they politically. Yeah, I don't. Yeah,
but you know
happen.
What? This is was. You know what it's like. This was like the old school. You lot are maybe young, but you remember the Galactical era when it first started.
What?
You watched
what? 2005?
No, the first Galactical.
2002.
They won't remember. I'm older.
What?
Than
what?
Old. Eusebio, innit?
No. The first one. Oh.
First Galactical. Puskas. Puskas.
The first Galactical when he stole Figo. Remember? Perez.
Puskas.
Perez. What year was Figo? Yeah, 2000. Yeah. So you lot weren't adults. So not only you.
We know about the Galactical.
Yeah. Yes. Wait. But remember, wait. But remember, yeah, he got told, Perez got told, this is when he won his first election, he got told by Figo's agent there was a 50 million, which is super money, then a release clause in Figo's thing. And he said, you sign me in, I'll get you Luis Figo. Luis Figo's come out and said, never, I'm never signing that. Do you get what I'm saying? So Real Madrid, and he goes, if I don't win, I'll use that 50 mil and I'll give you lot all tickets. So Barcelona, they had to sell him, which don't make no sense to me. They released the release clause and that's how he done it. He done it the same way, again, promising players, and it won him the election. You can't knock it till you tried it.
Well, kind of that was the story.
I feel that.
Kind of.
Go on, KG.
Obviously, we've been talking about the false advertising and stuff. If this guy doesn't bring in Elise or that spend that 150, what happens then?
If because he's promised that he's going to bring him in. All he can do is try. If he puts the bids in and Bayern say no, that ain't on him.
Can Bayern turn down 150 million? Nah, even though they're Elise. Talking the talk, they're saying yeah. No. They said
they're
no. Bayern,
they're a selling club.
How much did they get Elise for? Like 30 something.
Yeah, 40, 40, 50.
Bro, 150 million. In.
I mean, they're not no Paris or nothing like that, but we've seen Paris turn down 200 or something things. Like, they could turn down the 150.
The president said he's not for sale. The president said 200 million. He don't care. He's not taking
it. They're owned by like it's a consortium. Like, they don't have the choice. They have to sell or it will come down to.
Yeah, it's like, I've got investments in this and
not
this is
Neymar,
20
sorry,
million.
For Mbappe I was talking about. They said they would rather him run his contract than sell him. Right. It weren't Neymar, it was Mbappe. Sorry, my bad.
So we're basically saying that we'll see Elise after the World Cup.
Maybe potentially. Let's the whole board say like, well, no, we want to win the Champions League.
That would be
like,
smart to sell him up.
The white of Real Madrid is not a joke, bro.
But they're getting Rio.
How can you turn down 175? Or even if it's say it's 150, if they've got a bid of 150 or anything upwards, and then you actually got the player side knocking on the door saying, yo, I want to go.
He's too calm.
It's kind of hard to.
He ain't going to be knocking on the door.
It's
saying.
Not calm, respectfully. I think he looks like a man that just speaks his mind on a.
Yeah.
On a.
He's so chill though. I don't think he's trying to leave Bayern.
Do you know what I want
to
say?
Is Real Madrid the same appeal as it was 10 years ago? So I've been
when
thinking about
the white
about
shirt of Real Madrid comes knocking.
No.
Yeah. What? Huh? Yeah, yeah, I think so.
There are pockets of times, yeah, in Real Madrid's like history, if you want to call it, where they're in a transition and players go, if I go there, I don't know.
When?
And I think that's now. Now
they still go there. I think he's right.
I think if Real Madrid came in, let him land. I think if Real Madrid came in for Arteta now.
He still goes, yeah.
He's Basque. Because you lot are proving my point. Real Madrid, they're not even going for certain players. So Saliba, they don't think they're in a position to go for it.
I owe him my bad.
But listen.
I owe him my bad.
Go on.
Canate's gone Real Madrid.
Yeah. 400
bags. Remember? 400 bags. Let me finish this.
I told you like that.
I know. And I said, no way. But by the way, he still did get released and everyone is still worried, like saying, how the hell has he gone Madrid? But he's gone Madrid.
That move's been on for a time, though.
I know, but it went off.
Let me land.
But quickly, though, I'm just saying, on a transition thing, Real Madrid, in a couple positions, they ain't got the best
terrible.
Player in
they
the world.
They ain't got one player in Spain. Spain
they,
team.
There you go.
So, Mbappe.
Yeah, I'm saying in a couple positions, they ain't got the best player in the world. Nowhere near it.
Nowhere
kind
near
of.
It.
You get me? So it's like, that kind of proves, in the last, they'll say, you know what, instead of going for four big guys, we could go for the one Mbappe. Money in football's changed.
Hang on.
Let me help. Please, Debo. Like you just said, he ain't got the... I don't want to lose my point. You see, they've got Mbappe, who's probably the best player in the world. The best striker in the world on there. They've got Vinny Jr., he's top three wingers in the world. Yeah, facts. They've got Jude Bellingham.
When they signed
top five midfielders in the world, right? Yeah, okay, so... And they've got Courtois, who's the best goalie in the world. The only place they haven't
and that
got the
is
best
solid.
In the world is the defence. Real Madrid... Like you see, you're saying the Saliba, they never.
Why can't you agree with him and then? But one second, why can't you just agree with him and
bro,
then say,
but
in these other positions
no,
they
I'm
have
gonna
got?
Say no,
he's
I'm
not.
Said
not
I'm just
wrong.
Gonna make a point that Real Madrid.
You should like your own voice.
All right, cool. You do. You're just proving it now.
Nah, bro.
All right, cool. All right, Kev. All right, cool. So,
all right, girls, chill out.
All right, that's Kev.
Are you looking in your vest?
Kevin.
In your.
Shut up,
baby,
bro.
Baby boss, allow it.
Andrea, man. Go so, on. Long story short, Real Madrid don't spend money on centre backs. They
finish
don't spend
your
money
four.
On defenders. They nick them all
how
for
much was the hoist in you?
70 mil. Can I say this? That's not money, bro.
If they'd spend, hold on, let me land. If Real Madrid, yeah, I just think Real Madrid know they're not in a position to take shots in the dark anymore. That probably happened when Barca just got good out of nowhere. They realized the better players in the world. There's other destinations. Now,
I disagree.
What do you mean?
This is what I went to interview Roberto Carlos.
Oh,
yeah, I did. Yeah. On the way,
you're laughing when someone else does it. You got a problem when someone else does it.
On the driving, they had massive Champions Leagues, like the whole way in. Champions League. You got, as you're driving in, you know this is not the same type of club. You can't say the allure of Real Madrid is not there. They fill up the stadium just for you signing, just for you to go and do your kick-ups and stuff. It's that team. The only reason what happened is they were being successful, so they didn't need to spend like they were. They're getting players for free. Now they've had the season of, well, we didn't win the league, we didn't win the Champions League, we're changing up again, and now you're going to start to see them flex financial muscle.
That before they were... knock is still the same as far as I'm concerned. I agree with you.
I've been trying to get in here, knocking the door here. So Lippy was right.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Real Madrid, for years and years and years, and they've had little transitions, but even when they had their transition, say when they didn't win for 4 years, and they had Beckham, and they had a lot of these, like, they were still had the best players. Even when they had Ronaldo and Barca, Pep was doing their team, you could still look through their team. But I feel you're right, but I also feel if you look through Barca's team in positions, they've got some dead players. They'd assigned Dumfries as their right back.
I think Barca, no.
Madrid, it's even Real Madrid.
People might not agree with this. I don't think Anthony Gordon is an amazing signing for them. I think Barca do fried signings. Like they got that Danish light skinned brother that time. They bought Memphis Depay.
Kevin Prince Boateng.
Yeah, they do. They have.
They've always had a history.
They'll try
of it.
To take a chance like there.
Yeah, but that's because they were going through it though. That's because they were going through it and they never had the funds.
Yeah.
I think even Mourinho going there proves what I'm saying, bro. Like if they were at that level. They could get a
Klopp.
Okay, cool. Like you said, go for Arteta.
So let's go for the show. Mourinho's going there. Perez made his intentions clear. He wants to win titles. Yeah. Mourinho hasn't won a title or a domestic title since what, 14, 15 with Chelsea?
Unbeaten, you know, unbeaten last season.
With Roma?
Did they
win the league?
But he's still unbeaten though. As in like
Oh, is that Benfica?
Benfica,
God damn.
And he's unbeaten, like it or not. If you're thinking about what they're getting through, is they need a proper leader. They tried the Xabi Alonso thing. They tried all these other types of managers. You need like a real man. That's
he's a dinosaur, bro.
No, even if he's a dinosaur, it's you go in there, lads. I need you to win, and that's what you're gonna get with
Mourinho.
He done that.
At Spurs.
I think he's gonna do that.
Spurs, and it didn't work.
Spurs.
Same man.
At the time, Spurs were a top four club,
and they wear white as well. I don't agree.
Brother. He done it with less bigger players and it didn't work.
Fact.
So you're not
going to
go there with the big
Spurs
players.
He's going to one in other places that he's been to, but you can't use Spurs.
I'm talking about how Spurs, he manages when he walks in and he does that big I am. It doesn't work no more. Players have changed. Their mentality has changed.
Like the Real Madrid, they're a different type of club where I don't think they wanted to train the way Xabi Alonso did. They needed a boss man in there to say, guys, win. And I'm here to do that.
Go on, Lippy.
Go ahead.
Last time, this is Real Madrid's problem, The last time Real Madrid was good, They identified who their main man was. You get me? It was Ronaldo, then it was Modric, whatever.
Then it was Benzema.
Then it was Benzema. Now it's Mbappe, Vinicius, Jude, two splits. Yeah, in a team like that, yeah? Same as Barcelona. When Barcelona were really, really, really good, everyone in that squad knew, including the gaffer, this is our guy. You understand?
And that's been the way since football started.
So you don't
think
Jose can go in and tell them this is the guy now? He's the biggest man.
No one can tell them that's the guy.
You see what it is? Wait. Please. You see what it is with KG? Like, why is 50%? I care what he's saying, yeah? Mourinho's going to go in there and try to say
that. Yes. It's going to go wrong.
So I hear what he's saying. He's going to go in there and think, these lot feel, I'm Jose Mourinho. I'm going to say...
10 years ago.
No, 100%. I'm with you, bro. I'm not on this dinosaur tinger. Nostalgia don't...
I've got a fairy, yeah? Say like...
You look like
Madrid,
a fairy.
Yeah, cool. Madrid's
fairy vest.
Madrid's one of the...
I said fairy vest.
This is a normal white vest. I don't understand what we're doing.
He's never wearing it again.
Who, me? I'll wear it next week.
There's nothing wrong with the vest.
Wear it next week.
I don't care about it.
Everyone wear a vest this rest of the week.
Bad baby, all of us. Let's go on, bad baby. Bad baby, go on.
All right, great bed. Listen. Dark and lovely.
Anyway.
Just for men.
Just for men, innit? Hey, that is bun up, man, calling you just for men is insane.
I'm doing a lippy thing.
Just for men's dark.
Just for men is
dark.
Oh, what? You weren't with me? I thought you was frustrated that he's not interrupting the show.
I thought you had a friend.
Yeah, I thought I had a friend. Man's laughing, you know?
Yeah, I feel like...
Puzzle.
I feel like Real Madrid's one of the only teams or one of the only top teams in the world that still play like that old school way. I was thinking about this with like Tchouaméni, United looking at Tchouaméni, yeah? And I don't think none of the top teams in the world would even probably sign Tchouaméni now, Paris or Bayern, none of them. But United would, and Real Madrid would have someone
and Liverpool.
That, someone that could just break up the play like old school. A lot of teams ain't playing like that, but Madrid, similar to like United, can get off on that old school, not playing good, but still win, counter-attacking, individualities, you're individual both, brilliance and smash. Stuff like that.
They're not a tactics team. Stop.
This is what I'm thinking, yeah? So even though your man are calling Mourinho a dinosaur and whatnot, Mourinho is still the kind of man that can set that team up with the attacking talent that he's got. Say like, just Vinny and
Mbappe.
Everybody else, all right then, you're on the line of thinking. Yeah. I think Mourinho could do that. And get a tune out of them and win in this day and age. Even modern football's different.
Win what though?
La Liga.
Champions League.
Cup tournament.
Do you remember when Gareth Bale went on to that
overlap
that podcast? Yeah. He said the best thing about Ancelotti.
Minimal tactics.
Minimal. Like when you've got players like that, he literally said, this is Gareth Bale.
The same.
He said, ad lib. He said, He said, they don't want to be told what to do. They know. They're elite players. They're there. Well, I'm not saying that this Real Madrid definitely is the ones that he had. But obviously Alonso came in, goal overdone team, it. Bro. Mourinho's known for being a master at overdoing it.
He don't overdo it. He's just pragmatic.
He sets the team up and says play. He sets the team up in defensive. Then he says the attacking players do your thing. That's what he did at Man United.
KG, you might be right. You might be wrong.
Yeah, I think it's halfway.
Go on, Lips.
I think it's.
Concentrate, stay focused. Sorry, we're the same team. Shut up. Get him off. What are we doing there? There's a big surprise coming next season, and you're going to be very unhappy.
You're going to be Mr. Championship.
No.
You're going to be.
New announcement coming.
You need to remember.
New announcement coming.
No, but do you see what you're saying, yeah? What Steve was saying at the time, because that's Real Madrid's issue, innit? And I think it's United's issue as well. I feel like you lot feel obliged to go for names. There could be a little you over there that's going crazy. You won't see that you. You'll see the main you in the league. It's like I see Barca kind of do that as well. I see Barca bought that Swedish you. I didn't even know he was there.
Rooney Barja.
Yeah, bro. I didn't even know he was there.
So it cost him his World Cup spot.
They just bought him for no reason, bro.
One thing you can be sure of, two things for certain. The best player at that World Cup, yeah, is Real Madrid are going to be interested in him.
James Marie.
Yeah.
You know, like just they're gonna that's where Florentino, whoever has, if it's gonna be a weird guy that has an outstanding World Cup, see that 150 million we promised. They're going to buy him.
All right, cool. People, use up, get in the comments below and let me know what you think of the Real Madrid situation. But Loons mentioned something about transfers. I want to get into transfer news. Nottingham Forest have got a lot of potential buyers, but those buyers are going to have to break the British transfer record if they want Elliot Anderson.
Craziness.
But let me just set this up now, yeah? From what's gone on in the past, yeah, and obviously with the Premier League as well, yeah, Once Enzo Fernandez got over 100 million plus, and then you pay the price for Rice, 100 million plus, and then you pay the price for Casado, in whatever order, 100 million plus. If you play in the Premier League and you've got a top midfielder in the Premier League, it is safe to say he is going to be in and around that money. So I don't want everyone to go crazy about the price, right, because this is a standard that's been.
And he was playing better than Casado.
Rice went for that as well.
Yeah, as the owner. No one has to pay it, but if you want it, this is what you're going to have to pay. And the owner's mad because of what we've seen. So I don't want to go too crazy about the fee.
The players can't control the fee.
But do we think he's going to move this summer?
He's going City.
Yes, he is going to move. And this show's all about the big calls, man. I don't think this necessarily makes them better, bro. I'll be honest,
who?
Man.
Anderson. At sea.
I honestly feel, yeah. Lippy, you see me, I was an advocate for... Lippy, I was an advocate for, you know, like when you buy from like low down teams in certain positions, it can't improve elite teams, you get me? But then you lot broke my whole theory with Declan Rice, you get what I'm saying? Finishing second 3 seasons in a row made my theory stronger, you get what I'm saying? So I don't know if Elliot Anderson improves Manchester City. I believe he's going to be a Calvin Phillips. I believe...
No chance.
But bro, I can make my... I can
you
say
your
what
opinion,
no, 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 absolutely. But I believe before Calvin Phillips went to Manchester City, Calvin Phillips had the trajectory.
Let him go.
Let me land.
Yeah.
I believe he had opinion. The same... The noise around him. He was that's in wrong. A bad team and he looked the best player. I believe...
Nobody... Sorry. I hate to speak about... Nobody has spoke about Calvin Phillips. Yes, they talking about Elliot Anderson.
They said,
he's not sick. Oh, you know what? Fine. I'm shouting because you're chatting.
He didn't break lines like that. He's a different player.
This is why I say to you, it's overrated. Are you getting passionate like this?
You don't even know him.
Elliot Anderson.
It's about Calvin Phillips.
No, it isn't.
It's about Calvin Phillips. I'm getting passionate about Calvin Phillips.
It's the same thing though, bro.
It's not. Don't even know them.
Are you saying Anderson's not a baller?
Yeah, I'm not saying Calvin Phillips is not a baller. I'm just saying he's going to move and he's going to be a... The pond is too big. You know, certain times you can buy... You got a fish tank? Are you man into aquatics? No. So certain times you can buy a swim rod and the other fish eat it.
When Calvin Phillips plays for Leeds, they was not talking about him how they're talking about
GOP,
Elliot Anderson.
GOP,
no, they wasn't.
GOP, I swear down.
They paid 42 million for him.
I feel like when we said Calvin Phillips weren't going to work at City, he went mad like this, you know. He went, I swear down. Bro, go check the tape.
So now you're just making stuff up.
He did.
Brother, check the tape.
That's my boy.
I remember.
That's my boy.
I remember
the show.
Let me say something.
I went so
when
mad.
When certain man that sat at the front, yeah, used to rate certain guys, yeah, they used to do Jedi mind tricks to make other men rate them, bro. And he was 100% one of them, bro.
When I said
Calvin Phillips wouldn't work there, man laughed at man, bro. That's a.
That don't mean he's not good though, Lips.
I'm not saying that about Elliot Anderson either. I think he is good. I just think the difference between Declan coming to us and Elliot going to City is we were on the up. Declan, we needed a player like Declan Rice to get there. I don't think City are missing a player like Elliot Anderson to get them
so
where they used to be.
When City was like firing at all cylinders, they had players, I can go back to even David Silva, they had players that broke the line with passes. It seems like when they've now got these players, who's the midfielder, Nico and things like that, it's a lot of sideways, not Nico Riley, is it Nico Rodriguez?
Gonzalez.
It's a lot of sideway passing. I think he comes in.
Definitely improves them.
He improves them. I didn't say he's as good as David. I said he breaks the lines like David Silva. That's like,
bro,
it's, you know what
you
I mean?
You man are bringing fish and chips to a
so,
fine
so for
dining
me, so
restaurant,
for me,
bro.
He definitely improves any team he gets into. He's even improved the England
so.
Team. That's how good he is.
Regardless of you lots' opinions, nah, just please say my bad when this happens, bro.
Who? I told man
about Ryan. Dude, you might. I told man Shirky wouldn't win them the league all the time.
But Shirky's been good though.
Man told
man,
huh?
He's been good though.
I told
you. Anderson will flop at City.
Just listen to what I'm saying. I'm not saying he'll flop.
So what are you reminding me? You're telling me.
I'm telling you. That isn't the guy that's to get them to where they used to be. Okay. Signings like that are not the guy that's going to... It's not, bro. That's my opinion.
Think, I'm not going to lie. You can't... Calvin Phillips and the Elliot Anderson connection, it does stink.
It's ridiculous. No, it does.
No, it
does.
Can I ask you a question? Where did Forrest finish this season?
Like 16?
So he don't even improve Forrest.
Exactly.
That's why you need to focus.
No, Forrest can't work it like that.
Forrest are good.
Forrest played Europa League this season.
Exactly. So he doesn't improve them.
Forrest played Europa League. How did he not improve them then?
Is that how it works?
This season.
They played Europa League this season.
And he lost to John McGinn.
Let me know in the comments if you're as dumb as these, man.
You man got Twitter opinions, bruv. So crowd, you let us know what you think of Elliot Anderson. Is he going to be the player to bring City back to the promised land? Let us know in the comments. One of them.
If they go back to the promised land, he don't start much.
Van Persie has been sacked by Feyenoord. He finished second. He won 30 out of his 58 games. And why this is relevant is because Van Persie famously said that Arsenal will not win the league with Mikel Arteta. I'll be real.
He was kind of right. Arteta didn't win the league until the PGMOL, until we had support,
like I said,
from the PGMOL.
Twitter. This is Twitter, bro. This is Twitter. This is Twitter in the flesh, brother. Man, don't say their own thing.
Call him X.
Yeah. X gone, give it to you.
No, but you ain't doing this. You're exhibit.
Bit more right.
I don't know what's going on today.
I see X in that vest when he was on the crack.
RVP also said that Arsenal needed a manager who has won a lot of trophies and has a winning mentality that can be passed on to the players, which I guess is fair to say at the time. Because remember, this was off the back of Emery, Red Valentino's, Lundberg.
Emery's a winner though.
Six years ago. Like, to say his take is, to bring up his take now, after 6 years.
No, but he's been sacked now. And PGMO. That's why it's kind of...
What does it mean,
listen,
though?
PGMO
Good sharp point.
Yeah. Stands for the players gaining mentality of life. When it comes to us.
Yeah, there's no disgusting.
It's players disgusting. Gaining mentality of life. Mm. Simple. Do you get married as an Arsenal player? You'd settle down. Mentality of life, bro.
That's what I hate Arsenal, when you join Arsenal so much. Bro. Don't get me started.
Pogmo. Wait. Pigmo.
Wait.
What?
Mentality of life. I ain't the ice cold. It's in the ice tray, bro. But I can't work that.
Mentality of life.
Yeah.
Players gaining mentality.
It's not
life.
A rule. Like, you just made it up, bro.
Mentality of legends, I mean. Sorry.
Does he think it's real?
I wanna. There's two people that should have let things land. Obviously, Van Persie said it in 1920. Maybe hindsight should have let it land. A man that said it about 3 weeks before we won the league, because he was on screen in another country, he thought he was flowing. Troy Deeney.
Have you seen him since?
I saw him on FaceTime just
That's
now.
That's why he was sweating at that.
He said, my bad. He still said one out of four trophies is still a crisis. I said, you know what? If we're a team that level, I'll take that. But he apologised. Big up, Troy. Yeah, he was wrong, mate. He was wrong all the time.
But a lot of Arsenal fans said that they didn't believe that Arteta could do it. So why are we calling out Van Persie?
Because he got sacked.
He thought Arteta should.
Now, don't get me wrong. Never was a bit strong.
Yeah, never strong.
Never's very, very strong.
I said
strong
it though. I said that.
So let me tell you at home what's happening. We're getting pressure from the higher ups, namely Poet.
Arsenal fans.
Trying to put pressure on Van Persie for a statement that he made in 2020.
Even though he won us a league.
Which don't make sense. He is an Arsenal legend that won the league with Manchester United.
Yes.
That is the reason
and he got a guard
why
of honor.
He Arsenal wants us legend. To highlight his statement. When he made his statement rang true. Most people in the know agreed with him.
Hold on.
And it took an alliance with the PGMOL to get it over the line.
He ain't even
so
have
I don't
it.
Think he we ain't should even have highlight
he ain't have
Van
level.
Persie's statement.
He ain't even Havertz level in the game.
Who?
Van Persie.
He's an Arsenal legend.
How?
See?
What?
He's a,
How?
He, what? He's he won the league once with you lot. That's it. That's all he
has
done.
He won the league. Van Persie's won the league.
He won the league with
he's an Arsenal legend.
Yeah, he is an Arsenal legend.
Why is he an Arsenal legend? Why?
Why?
Like, scored the best goals.
Ah, wicked.
Van Persie's not Arsenal legend.
No, why would he be an Arsenal legend?
Isn't,
he had one good season for us.
I thought he was.
I'm not
one good season.
Two?
What? 18 league goals?
That's great.
I give the 30.
Ain't that good?
Nah, at least
18's more than Gokker. Wait,
he's not Arsenal legend.
He's gonna be.
Because he won the league. Is Kai Havertz a bigger Arsenal legend than Van Persie?
That's madness.
Of course he is.
No, yeah,
that's insane.
He
won the
league. That's insane.
League.
No,
what does that mean, though?
What do you mean, broski? We haven't won the league in 22 years. 22.
They hate Van Persie, though. It's the guard of honour thing that
you know, we bought
you
Van Persie the summer after the Invincibles. He was the judge, bro. Yeah, you're sad.
Don't do
now,
that,
Bossy.
Man. Don't do that.
It's nothing.
Guys, what's going on? How come you're all in these tops?
Well, the Weekend Defender World Cup 2026 capsule, and this is their takes on the classic football shirts. You know, they call inspiration and reworks into clean, modern pieces.
Drawing from the kits we grew up watching and wearing, the collection blends football heritage with smart European edge.
Mm-hmm. It's lightweight fabrics, bold colours and durable construction make this a concise collection built from a genuine love of football culture.
Scan the QR code on screen to shop the collection. Link is also in the description box below. We get the extra large in.
Yeah, we're going to get the triple XL.
Put on your arm.
Put on. Not going to fit at the moment, but don't worry, I'm going to lose weight one day.
You could not. I beg you to try and get it on.
Nah, just try and get it on.
Gonna look
that's going to fit him like a do-rag.
Are you going to try and get it on?
It won't fit.
All right, boys. We meant to say this in the beginning of the show, but the Filthy Fellas player of the season results are in. The crowd voted in their numbers. Just under 4,000 of you had your say. That's terrible, man. It's bare. We get bare views.
That's bare subscribers. 4,000.
10% of the viewers. Subscribers.
Drum roll.
10% always interact. 5%.
Nah, better than that.
Fellas, player of the season is...
Boo.
Lippy is player of the season, everyone.
Sake, man. It's a robbery, bro. It's a disgrace.
No, he's the only one on every episode. He gets to sit at the front.
I'll just say, all he's done all season is sulk and moan about Arsenal when they was having
Let's
stinkers.
Let's talk about it.
Anyway.
Should we sign it, Lips?
Let me see this.
Yeah, everyone sign it. Everyone sign it, please.
I'll be real. That was all Arsenal fans that voted because you are gassed, you won the league.
Also got the Filthy Fellas Players Player of the Year. And the winner is, drum roll, please.
Mickey! Fuck off, man. No, this is bullshit.
That's not true.
This is absolutely...
Wait, that's not true.
Did you vote?
That's not true.
Of course I voted.
I didn't vote.
That's not true.
I didn't vote.
I voted for KD.
Remember to comment below, share, hype, like, subscribe.
That is not true. That is not true. That is not true.
No, I didn't vote.
I voted for KD. That's a lie.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.